Matt, this past week, there was a large rally in Washington, D.C. for a march to support Israel. Why was it so important for that march to take place, especially when it comes to informing public opinion on the current battle that Israel has with the terrorists from Hamas?
Well, Loman, first of all, thanks for having me on the program today. It comes at an incredibly important time, I think, for us as Americans, but also for people who care deeply about Israel and the U.S.-Israel relationship. You're exactly correct. Last week, there was a huge march. In fact, the original plans were for about 60,000 people to come to D.C., and the official estimates following the event pegged the number at 290,000 attendees. It was the largest gathering of American Jews and pro-Israel activists ever in history. So we were thrilled to be part of that effort. We had members from our organization, the Republican Jewish Coalition, fly in from across the country. And to see such an incredible show of support, to have people gather in solidarity with Israel at this time was, I think, important on several levels. First of all, it was an important message to send to our friends and family, people we care deeply about in Israel, that America is standing shoulder to shoulder with them at this difficult time. And that was echoed repeatedly by all of the speakers. The speakers in the program were bipartisan. This was not an event about politics, but it was an event about unity and solidarity. And I think for the people of Israel to see close to 300,000 Americans show up on the Mall in Washington, D.C., I'm sure made them feel that they were not alone. And then the other message was to be sent to our community to help in the healing process. The community, because of all the rise in anti-Semitism that we're seeing now, because of all of the fractured and emotions, the difficult time that so many people are experiencing with friends and loved ones in Israel, people who know people who are being held hostage or have been killed in some of the attacks. This was a day of healing for everybody to come together and share in the event and hopefully heal some of the wounds that everybody is dealing with right now. And then the other message was a clear signal to Hamas that their days are numbered and that there is strong bipartisan support in the United States, not just to stand with Israel, but to give Israel the latitude to do what it needs to do to eradicate Hamas once and for all.
Talk a little bit about Hamas here, Matt, because there's a lot of disinformation, much of it spread through college campuses, regrettably. What exactly is Hamas, and why is it important for Israel to eradicate that force?
You know, when you think of Hamas, think of the Nazis in Germany. The mission of Hamas is the same mission that the Nazis had, which is the eradication of the Jewish state and death to all of the Jewish people and, quite frankly, death to America. When they rally and burn Israeli flags, they're also burning American flags, and they shout death to Israel, death to America. They are a terrorist organization whose barbarism was in plain view for everybody to see on the attacks of October 7th, the raping of young children and old women and the taking of hostages. 240 from 30 different nationalities are still being held to this day. The brutal execution and killing of over 1,400 Israelis on October 7th. And to put that in perspective, Loman, based on the population size of Israel versus the United States, that's the equivalent of over 40,000 Americans being killed in one day in one event in the United States. So you can see how horrific the attacks were. And you can't call out Hamas without also calling out Iran, which basically funds them and pulls the puppet strings. There is no doubt that Hamas and Hezbollah, based in Lebanon in the north of Israel, are Iranian proxies. And if you synthesize all of this down at the end of the day, it all comes back to Iran. But Hamas needs to be eradicated once and for all. And we have not seen this kind of death and killing of Jews since the Holocaust. And that's why everybody is so focused on dealing with this issue.
Matt, it is deeply disturbing, and a lot of this coming from college campuses again, and certainly from the American left, that they're drawing somewhat of a moral equivalency between Hamas and Israel. And this is, first of all, baffling, but how do we begin to combat that sort of thought?
First of all, I think events like the rally that was recently held in Washington go a long way to getting the information out. Part of that also is what we're doing in the Republican Jewish Coalition with our friends in Congress, people who are influencers, people who, when they speak, people listen. It's all about public relations and education. And you're exactly right, Loman, that the college campuses in particular are a cesspool of misinformation and disinformation. And in some ways, so is the media as well. So it's incumbent upon us to work extra hard to get out the narrative. And the press has been reporting recently in the last week or so about the quote-unquote atrocities of the Israelis attacking a hospital in Gaza. Well, as it turns out, all of the intelligence that has come out has shown that Hamas is operating a command center within that hospital. That's what they do. When the press and the college students and everybody wants to rail against the Israelis for attacking population centers and civilian areas and hospitals, they do it not because they want to inflict maximum pain on the people of Gaza. They do it because the barbaric nature of the Hamas leadership has decided that they want to use their citizens as human shields and integrate all of their military operation and their command and control and all of the infrastructure of Hamas in civilian areas and put their own people in harm's way. And that says a lot about who they are. And it underscores, again, the message that needs to come out. I suspect a lot of your listeners didn't know the fact that they, you know, I'm sure many of them have seen the press stories about the attacks in and around the hospital, but they also don't know that Israel has been working to try and evacuate and help move the patients out of there. They have provided incubators and fuel, all of which have been rejected by Hamas, and so that they can try and score public relations points in the narrative. And so it's incumbent upon us to work and to be extraordinarily vigilant in pushing back on these stories and helping to educate the American people and listeners like yours as to what the reality on the ground is.
We have been talking with Matt Brooks, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Matt, tell us a bit about the Republican Jewish Coalition. Also, give us a website where folks can learn more.
But we are a national grassroots of Jewish Republicans, but we also have folks involved with us who are not Jewish. And basically, we are a bridge between the American Jewish community and the Republican Party on issues of concern. So we work with all of the members and the leadership of the Republican members and the leadership in the House and the Senate, governors, the White House when we have the White House, to try and be a force for strengthening the U.S.'s relationship and strengthening American foreign policy around the world. And then what we also do is we work politically in the various states across the country to try and build as much support politically for Republicans as possible. We just had an extraordinary event in Las Vegas, which is our annual summit. We had all of the presidential candidates come and participate in person with our group, from President Trump to Governor DeSantis to Ambassador Haley. All of the candidates were there. The new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, was there. It was an incredible gathering. And if any of your listeners want to get involved, we'd love to have them involved. They can find us at rjchq.org. Again, it's rjchq.org, and they can find us on Twitter at RJC.
Matt Brooks of the Republican Jewish Coalition. Matt, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Loman.